This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, July 3rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Moderna gets $176 million to develop flu vaccine. SCOTUS revives Farmer Swamp Buster Challenge, and climate change impacting the growing season. HHS gives Moderna money to develop bird flu vaccine for humans. The Department of Health and Human Services providing $176 million to Moderna to develop a bird flu vaccine for humans. In the announcement yesterday, HHS said Moderna's influenza vaccine candidate, quote, uses current mRNA technology to leverage successfully during the COVID-19 response, resulting in one of the first two FDA-authorized and ultimately FDA-licensed COVID-19 vaccines. Three people were infected this year with the bird flu that has made its way into more than 130 dairy herds in 12 states. Public health agencies maintain that the risk to humans remains low. Moderna's mRNA pandemic flu vaccine is currently in early clinical development. Don Prater, acting director of FDA Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition, told reporters, "The timeline may change, but we anticipate starting phase 3 trials in 2025. SCOTUS sends Swamp Buster case back to appeals court. A South Dakota farmer may get some relief from the Supreme Court's overruling of its 1984 Chevron decision. In a brief order yesterday, the court vacated an Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals decision that found the Natural Resources Conservation Service did not have to review a designation of wetlands on Arlen Foster's land. The court ordered the Eighth Circuit to look at its designation again in light of Loper Bright Enterprises versus Raimondo, the decision the justices issued on Friday. Our clients may now take their case in court without judges putting their thumb on the scale in favor of the government, said Paige Gelliard, an attorney at Pacific Legal Foundation, which is representing Foster. EPA says climate change has made the growing season longer. A new report from EPA says climate change has lengthened the crop growing season across the lower 48 states by an average of more than 2 weeks since the start of the 20th century. There has been, quote, a particularly large and steady increase since the 1970s, the report says. Between 1895 and 2023, the length of the growing season increased by at least 2 days in 44 of the 48 states in the lower U.S., the report says. Three others, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Alabama, only saw losses or gains of up to 2 days. Georgia saw its growing season decrease between 10 and 20 days. Washington, Oregon, and California saw increases of between 40 and 50 days in their growing seasons between 1895 and 2023, the report says. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. FDA revokes authorization of bromated vegetable oil use in food. The FDA has revoked authorization of bromated vegetable oil use in food after studies conducted with the National Institutes of Health found the ingredient used in some sodas and energy drinks could cause adverse health effects. The agency has regulated BVO, or vegetable oil that is modified with bromide, as a food additive since 1970, after it was removed from the codified list of generally recognized as safe substances. It was once used in small amounts to stop citrus flavoring from floating to the top in beverages like Mountain Dew and Gatorade. The ingredient is banned in drinks sold in Europe and Japan, and PepsiCo and Coca-Cola pledged to remove the ingredient from their product lines in 2014. Some off-brand products still use the ingredient, according to the Environmental Working Group report. The agency proposed the ban last November. The rule is effective August 2nd, and the compliance date is 1 year later to allow companies to reformulate, relabel, and deplete the inventory of BVO products. Fruit and Vegetable Advisory Committee needs new members. USDA needs members for its Fruit and Vegetable Industry Advisory Committee. The department is soliciting nominations to fill up to 25 upcoming vacancies on the committee, which provides advice on the produce sector to the U.S., particularly its agriculture marketing service. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack appointed 25 members in 2022. Two members have served two terms. 23 have served one term, which all expire October 28. New members will serve two-year terms. More information is available in today's Federal Register notice. Texas grapefruit growers can now export to South Korea. South Korea has given Texas grapefruit growers access to its market worth about $5 billion annually. This market access is a direct result of APHIS negotiations over many years, said USDA's Jenny Lester Moffitt, Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. Just as crucial were our dedicated efforts to maintain fruit fly pest-free areas in Texas and collaboration with South Korea's Animal and Plant Quarantine Agency to conduct the virtual site visit during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service conducted a virtual site visit to demonstrate compliance with South Korea's import requirements. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, July 3rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.